Hi, everyone, and welcome to God's Word with Friends, a podcast from Gospel Center Missionary Church. We're glad that you've joined us. My name is John Reynes, and I'm the pastor at Gospel Center. And at the table with me today is Missy and Pastor Jim and Pastor Ben. And sadly, Tara couldn't be here today. If you're on the go, thanks for joining us and listening in. If you happen to have a minute to sit, you may want to open your Bible or your Bible app to today's passage, which is Psalm chapter 34, verses 17 to 19. That's Psalm 34, verses 17 through 19. And before we read that passage, let's pray together. Pastor Ben, would you start us off in prayer?
Sure. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. And it's just another day, Lord, that we can get into your word. We can wrestle with it. And Lord, allow your spirit to illuminate our minds and give us your wisdom and truth. So we pray that as we spend some time in the word here together, that you would do just that, and that we would continue to look to you, Lord, in the midst of hardship, in the midst of trouble, but especially, Lord, when things are good, because, Lord, we know that you are always with us, and we just have to put an attentive ear to keep in step with your spirit. So be with us, in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Psalms, chapter 34, verses 17 through 19. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. A righteous man may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. Today, we want to remind you that God is there. And to get us warmed up today, we're going to talk about and start off with a question. Have you ever had to make a phone call for help? Now, usually the team here answers, but I'll give them a moment to think, and I'll start us off with a story. I remember one time I had to call my dad for car help. I was on my way to work. I had a Plymouth, 1979 Plymouth Horizon, little four-cylinder, four-door car with no features at all on it. And the idle on the car was bad, so that was, as you let off the gas pedal, the car would backfire out of the muffler. And so it wasn't necessarily good for the car. So my dad told me one time, he said, son, why don't you put the car in neutral when you're coming to, like, especially off the interstate or something, put the car in neutral and you can keep one foot on the gas pedal then and slowly let off on the gas so it doesn't backfire so badly while keeping your other foot on the brake to slow down. So I heeded his advice on the way to work one morning, going down I-75, came to the exit. Traffic was heavy that morning. I reached down while watching traffic, moved the lever of the shift gear, let go, and at that moment I heard a clunk. All the red lights came on and I realized what had happened. I had not moved the gear to neutral. I had hit reverse at 65 miles an hour. The car coasted up the exit ramp in pouring rain and heavy traffic. I walked a half mile in the rain to a phone, and I called my dad. Cell phones would have been nice back then, but they didn't exist at that point. And I called for help, and sure enough, he came and helped me out and gave me a ride. But have you ever had to call for help?
A winter ago, not this last winter, but the one before, Jim was already here at church, and I was coming down the hill on 331 towards Dragoon, and it was icy, and my car just started sliding all over the place. I was in the other lane, cars coming toward me. I was getting toward the intersection, and so I figured, I got to go for the woods and get out of the path of this intersection. And so I ran to the curb, and luckily the curb helped stop me and flattened a couple tires, and I had to call Jim. Luckily, I had a cell phone, and so he had to leave Sunday school and come and rescue me.
My favorite part of the story is the part you didn't tell.
Which is?
It's the church people that were driving by that still came to church and didn't give you a ride.
That's right.
And they got to church and said, did you know Missy's stuck on the side of the road?
They were so sweet, weren't they?
That was very sweet.
Yeah. Anybody else got a story they want to share? You don't have to. So, in this passage, we see that we can call to God for help. And, in fact, in verse 17, it says, the righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. And Missy, there was a time in your life where this verse, these couple verses, became especially important to you. Do you want to share why these verses are special to you?
Yes, when our teenage son was battling cancer, I would just go to God and cry and pray and not know even how to pray sometimes. And these verses came to me. I can't remember if someone told them to me or I found them in my reading, but they just helped me so much to know that God hears my cries and he will deliver me. Maybe not the answer I want, but what he knows is right. And especially the part about he's close to the brokenhearted. I mean, my heart was broken. And he, you know, would give me peace when I least expected it many times. And always, of course, after praying and crying out to him, there was a peace that you can't explain if you don't know him.
It kind of seems like that age-old position or question we ask ourselves, like, why do bad things happen to good people? You know, I mean, Jim pointed out that earlier. I don't know if it was on air, but when this whole psalm's happening, when David was pretending to be insane in front of King Abimelech, you know, and here's David who's, you know, thinking he's living a righteous life, doing what the Lord has told him to, yet he's facing these trials and these troubles and right. these issues. And it's funny that even back then, bad things were happening to good people. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not new to that.
Right.
I'm amazed by the description here. You know, it's not a broken car this day. Missy mentioned verse 18, the brokenhearted. And then in my NIV translation, the next phrase there, he saves those who are crushed in spirit. Mm-hmm. And one thing I like about Scripture is that it acknowledges how bad times can get. Mm-hmm. It doesn't gloss over that. There are times in life where we are crushed in spirit. Mm-hmm. And Scripture realizes that. It realizes that life can be hard. And obviously, God's people back then were going through that. I think that's one thing I find comfort in Scripture, is that when you read Scripture, it talks about God delivering, but the deliverance is because you're in it. That's why he has to be the deliverer.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's not the God who keeps us out of it, and that encourages me. And I suspect today there's people who are listening who feel brokenhearted, and they feel crushed in spirit.
Yeah, and think of all the people that around the world that are suffering right now this plague, this pandemic has found its way around the world. With that is brokenheartedness and trouble and crying out and people who are crushed in spirit. There's a lot of people that could define themselves by what's going on in verses 17 and 18.
Yeah.
I don't know. I tend to like I like it when I hear stories or see reflections of people who are crushed or not crushed, but when things aren't going their way. I don't know if you guys have seen any of the superhero movies that came out here recently, but one of my favorite superhero movies is the one where they don't win at the end. It's called Infinity Wars. And the thing I like about it is the fact that at the end, it seems like the bad guy wins and the good guys are kind of left like, oh man, what happens? Now we know it's going to be resolved because we know the rest of the story if you watch both movies. But it's just kind of that realizing that, you know, that everybody goes through that point when it seems like things are lost, when we feel crushed, when we feel like we've lost. But we know the rest of the story. We know how it ends with God giving us victory and that he's going to come through and work through all things. But there's just something that I think resonates with us when we read these type of words, people who are brokenhearted, people who are crushed, because so many people empathize and can sympathize with that feeling of pain.
Yeah, the great promise in verse 19, the righteous man may have many troubles. David had many troubles. Mm-hmm. As we read Scripture, we see just about every person in the Bible had trouble. but the Lord delivers them from them all. And all, I think the proper translation of all is all. And it just, there's nothing that God cannot overcome.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's encouraging the way the psalm begins, Psalm 34. Mm-hmm. Says, I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. And so I think there's a reminder there that life will have its ups and downs, but we know how the story ends, that God will ultimately deliver his people, and that therefore we can be people who praise the Lord at all times, in the ups and the downs.
And you know, our son wasn't healed on earth, which was our prayer, but God healed him by taking him to heaven. And his life has touched so many people, even after he's gone. His testimony that he left has been so encouraging, to find others that accepted the Lord at his funeral and through his witnesses and the way he handled it. So the Lord did deliver us all, not the way we wanted, but what was best for Jad and us.
And is this psalm put together almost backwards? Because at the beginning, he gives us the answer to all the difficulties we see in the rest of it. Because John referenced some of it, I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. My soul will boast in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. There's a lot of people who are afflicted. And so then he makes this great declaration. He says, glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together.
Amen.
And we can together, we can exalt his name, because we know he does answer. We know he does care for us. This pandemic has not driven out God. Mm-hmm. He's still here, still cares, and still wants us to exalt his name together.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I think that's the hope. Like, if you look at this psalm and you see that, yes, you know, he has the truth that God will deliver him. So what do you do in your time of calamity? You praise him, you extol him, you give him the glory. And I think the future sight of that comes in the verse 22 at the end. It says, but the Lord will redeem those who serve him. No one who takes refuge in him will be condemned. And I used to say this thing in college, that the Lord is redeeming my past. And what I meant by that was, there's a lot of hardship that I went through growing up with just different things that happened in my family. And I'm amazed at how God took those things that were bad and redeemed them. And I used them for good to be a mm-hmm. witness to him. And you don't always see that, but you know that if you know that that's what God's going to do in your hard circumstances, you can praise the God, praise the Lord and extol his name. Because, you know, even if it looks like it's fallen apart, God redeems it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a promise.
And so we want to encourage people today, because people may feel crushed, they may feel brokenhearted, but God is a redeemer, God is a deliverer, and he will redeem and he will deliver you. Have a blessed day.